Radio.
Nothing to watch on TV? That's why you're listening to Barrett Talk on DVRadio.net, WDVR.
This ain't reality TV!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal!
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, rude! Well, isn't that special?
Bloody, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Boner Wood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Oh, God damn it, Boner, that's just not even fair.
This is Barracks Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, Oink.
You are truly putting the D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what I'm saying?
20 bucks.
Can I get a thimble full of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's gonna be even more entertaining.
Illogical.
We still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around this motherfucker.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction?
Oh.
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
That is how it is right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. It's June 24th, 2023. This is Barracks Talk Live. You're listening to us on podcast on all podcast streamers because finally Spotify said, fuck it. They're not going to stop bothering us. We're going to increase that 87 minute limit and just add the motherfuckers because goddamn fuck Bo. Anyway, it's been an Amazon week in North Kakalaki, and it got like 87 degrees today, motherfucker. And the devil beat his wife a couple times this week, but you know what? We're here. We survived. It's just a little rain. And I got a fucking bird that needs to shut the fuck up, or we're going to have some Sweet Baby Ray's wings tonight.
Just a thimble.
Son of a motherfucking bitch. Anyway, I hope you're all doing good this week. Sorry about not having up the podcast. It's been a week this week. So that's all I'm going to say about that. We're going to try and keep it light tonight. We're going to try to have some fun. We'll glaze over a few things that's happening in the world and, just try to keep it light and fun and laugh and all that good shit. Sadly tonight we don't have the man from Texas, the Marine Crown Eater himself, Sergeant War Dog. Sadly, we don't have him, but keeping with tradition of steers and queers in chat tonight, we got Gay Texan. So welcome, first time listener and chatter, Gay Texan. Glad to see you made it. I'm glad JJ and Oink kept their composure. Thank you guys. I appreciate it. But
because I'm laughing so hard I can't breathe.
Right. Now we are going to have to try to have some fun tonight, and like I said, keep it light and not be any
fun is forbidden.
And try not to be depressing tonight, but got Oink.
Well, but all those millionaires drowned and stuff.
Right. We got Oink from Alaska. They got the Scottish Highland Games up there today, and then back over in my neck of the woods down the road a little ways, we got the man that loves to play with wood and polish it up real nice and just get it nice and hard. And sometimes it's straight and sometimes it's curved and sometimes it's like a bowl, but it's JJ.
Holy shit.
How you guys?
Snafu remembered to make it to the show. What's up, brother?
Hey, you got did Facebook actually put our post out today? Like some
apparently,
bitch.
Because like we've got more people in chat than, ever.
I'm not complaining at all. I'm glad to see all of you. Like this is, I got a smile on my face, like legitimately smiling right now.
Now we're going to disappoint each and every one of you.
Yeah.
Great to have you here. Sorry. We apologize in advance.
I do want to let you all know we are professionals. We're professional dysfunctional veterans. So fuck you. Fuck us. Fuck the world.
And we hate everybody equally. So don't worry about it.
Exactly. Exactly. Equal opportunity haters over here. Anyway, yes, it's been a week. Like I said, we won't talk about my week, cause it is a depressing week, but, it's been a hot yet wet week.
And it was moist.
It was very moist. Nicholson is having trouble signing in, apparently.
If it's the same guy I know, is one of the airmen I served with. We had a nice little chat last night. I said, motherfucker, I said, you need to come over and fucking check us out.
Well, they're so not having him. Nicholson isn't having a bad a time as Mears made it him did earlier. Like, it was sign in, sign out, sign in, sign out, sign in, sign out, sign in, sign in, sign out. It was like, what are you doing over there? Like,
maybe she was beating the mister with the fucking laptop. I don't know.
That's what she was doing. Yeah, she was doing that. God damn it, I want to fucking chat with the boys, motherfucker. Anyway. Oh, so how you guys doing this week? You guys having a good week?
Oh, you know, another fucking week, man. We had rain all fucking week until this weekend. This weekend's fucking beautiful, which is, you know, good for the Island Games that's going on up here, like you mentioned. But yeah, we kind of ripped a machine apart. One of the machines that we use on a rainy day, it took a shit on us. It basically is like a fucking glorified floor buffer. I mean, but it puts out 40,000 PSI water pressure to rip up lines and shit on pavement and concrete. So we had to rebuild that. It took us a couple of days. You know, Frosty was playing with his balls and was dropping them and everything else. Other than that, I mean, it was another slow fucking week.
That's why y'all get so much damn snow up there. He won't stop playing with his goddamn balls.
I know, right?
Reminds me of that fucking scene from, what was it, Scary Movie? And dude ain't never had sex. All right. He goes and has sex for the first time. And the next scene is this fucking avalanche up towards the ceiling. And the girl gets pushed up against the ceiling. If you've not seen that movie, you really need to see it. JJ, how's your week been, brother?
Soggy. Moist. Moist.
Right.
It's been good. I don't know. I just been fucking, you know, making square shit round and shit. I went on a cool little adventure. A bunch of us woodworkers from TikTok met at West Penn Hardwoods in Conover, North Carolina. And West Penn is a importer and purveyor of exotic woods. And they certify that their exotic hard woods are ethically sourced. And they have probably close to $1 billion in inventory in exotic wood, including things like snake wood at $450 a board foot. Mm-hmm. And some other really fucking incredible shit. And I was able to invest in a little bit of exoticness, which I turned into a round fashion. And if you go over to my YouTube channel, you can see the Ripple piece, which is an impression of wood strike or of wood of a drop of water striking a fluid surface like a pond or something. In wood, frozen in wood, and it's quite beautiful. It's made of red Kuluba burl, African ebony, and African blackwood, and it's a pretty piece. It's a mighty pretty piece. It's quite a beautiful piece of hard wood. So, you know,
I'm going to tell you right now, if you've got the money and you can grab that piece, grab it, because I'm going to grab it if you motherfuckers don't. So it's gorgeous. It's fucking beautiful. I mean,
fuck yeah, it is.
If you've got a place to put it, get it.
I'd have to keep the kids and dogs and cats and everybody away from it, because if they touched mm-hmm. it and broke it, I'd fucking kill it.
Yep. I'd be labeled a murderer immediately.
Bro, that red Kuluba would look really, really good wrapped around a certain, microphone, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Really?
Sorry.
Dude, we have been bouncing around the idea of me turning you a fucking harmonica mic.
Oh, yeah. The Bulletini. The Bulletini.
Red Kulaba. Yeah.
Well, I need to get you in contact with him so you can get all the shit from him, and I just pay you. Because I keep
forgetting. But I can literally go over to Conover, and they have bins of Burls. Like, it's insane. Like, I'm standing in front of about $1.5 million worth of Burl caps from Australia, and I can sort through and find the right piece of wood.
Yeah, just so it's everybody knows.
Unreal.
I do harmonica, and I'm pretty sure I got only two microphones. One of them is a Bulletini, and the other is a Lone Wolf Jason Ritchie signature mic. And I've really been wanting a Bulletini wooden mic, and I'm real lazy, and I haven't got up with Blows Me Away harmonicas to get the dimensions and all for JJ to make me a wooden one. But yeah, I would love that. Yeah, we need to get up together and get you up here when you and Nevermore aren't too busy, and figure out a whole customized harmonica case too. Cause dude, my harmonica case that I've got behind me with my mics and all cannot fit all of my harmonicas that I've got. I have more money in my harmonicas than I do entwined chaos. Like,
that's like the shop. I get people, you know, I stream live almost daily, and I get people asking, well, what's a good beginner lathe? What's a good, you know, how do I get started? And I keep telling them, your lathe is the biggest one-time investment, because you're going to spend, depending on what you buy. If you buy a MIDI lathe, you know, you're going to spend between $800 and $2,500 for your lathe. So that's your largest one-time investment, unless you're stepping up into something like a Robust where you're spending $10,000.
Right.
But I have a $1,200 lathe, and I have, I think I've acquired about $4,000 or $5,000 worth of tools to support that lathe. The lathe isn't what costs in the long run. It's all the tools that you're, you know, oh, I need this kind of bowl gouger. I need this scraper. I need this or that. That's what costs money.
Yeah, you're right.
And
I'm the same way, because I actually have more tools than I do materials when it comes to Entwined Chaos. And I've probably got $3,000 to $5,000 just in tools alone. Like, that's, and I just do scale models. Like, I'm not doing shit you're doing. But it adds up, right? $100 here, $50 there. Yeah. That shit. I mean, I've got that. I've got the bandsaw with the belt sander on it. I've got that. That was cheap. It was like, I think it was on sale for like $350, $380, something like that. But then you add that into all the other shit I've got, and I've got thousands of dollars worth of tools. And I just cannot believe it when I like sit down and break shit down. It's like, damn. But obviously, we didn't.
Yeah.
Just so the listeners know, we didn't buy this at once. We like acquired this shit over time.
This is 7 years of accumulation at this point.
Yeah, this is in no way a one day buy. Like, fuck that.
Literally, I make a $300 sale. I put aside at least $100 of that for tools.
Right.
Like, it's time to buy a new blade for my half inch bowl gouge, because I've almost sharpened that one to the point where I can't keep sharpening it. And and then I made a mistake. I have a 5/8 inch bowl gouge from Thompson Lathe Tools, and I really, really love my Thompson tools. And I made the handle, and due to the lack of foresight, I epoxied the blade into the handle that I made.
Oops.
And it's great, and it's gorgeous, and it's going to last me at least another year and a half or 2 years. But at some point, I'm going to use that bowl gouge so much that I can't sharpen it anymore. And I have this really cool handle and no way to get that steel out and replace it.
What if you done like the basically, fuck, what do you call it? shit. I can't even think of the name of it, but basically you use it as like a bolt and twist it into the handle. I'm blanking on what to call all this shit right now. I'm sorry. It's been a week.
Well, there have been around for 20 or 30 years. There are collet systems that you permanently mount the collet into the handle that you turn, but the collet, you just turn it counterclockwise and it releases. And you can pull out a blade and pull out a gouge, and put a new gouge in it, tighten it, and it's interchangeable. It's interchangeable.
So Oink over here making kid jokes.
No, right? Trying to keep up with chat and listen to you guys at the same time. It's like, that ain't right.
But yeah, what I should have done is got a collet system where I could just interchange the blades and then it's not a problem because this one's done, pop it out, do one.
Well, that's what you should do for the next one. That's what you should.
Well, yeah, it's a learning curve. Yep. I didn't know that at the time. I've learned since then.
See, I'm a firm believer of hard research these days because there's so many new tools out there that are useless. Mm-hmm. They're like one time use, or I'll use it once and that's it. Like. And I'm bad to see something. I'm like, oh, I could really use that. But then I do research, right? And I'm like, that's a waste of fucking money.
Well, yeah. And that's another thing that I'm dealing with right now. My mentor, Mark Soleil, my second mentor after Bob.
Don't be a Bob. We love Bob, but don't be a fucking idiot like Bob.
We love Bob. Don't be Bob. My second mentor, Mark Soleil, he is very much a firm believer in if you need to do this one thing, make a tool to do it.
Yeah.
Don't try to adjust other tools, make a tool to do it. So I actually before I met him, I was starting to do that. I was like, oh, I need to be able to do this. So I made myself a tool, right? So I've got this big rack full of tools that do one or two things a piece, and I can do a workaround with something else.
Right.
That's more general, but it's never as good as the tool that's designed to do that specific function.
Right. Well, so, I also mentioned this a few weeks ago. If you're going to get a tool that you're not going to use constantly, right? Like you're not going to be like the CNC, right? Let's take the CNC, for example. If you're not going to be using that CNC every single day of your life for whatever reason, whether it's your business or, you know, side job or whatever. If you're not going to be using that at least 4 out of 7 days a week, why are you going to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on this nice CNC machine when you can spend a few hundred dollars on a cheap one? And I know a lot of people give Harbor Freight big flat for their cheap power tools and shit. But I'm going to tell you right now, if it wasn't for Harbor Freight, I'd have spent way more money than I ever fucking needed to for a power tool.
My combination belt and disc sander is from Harbor Freight.
Yeah.
How often do I use a fucking belt sander?
Yeah.
Once every 2 or 3 months.
Yep.
I don't need a brand name belt and disc sander. The Harbor Freight does everything I need. But at the same note, I have 3 cameras, tripods. 2 of the tripods have professional floating heads. Like the heads are so nice that they came with velvet bags to cover them to protect the mechanism. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a video switcher, an audio mixer now, an audio down mixer, and all this stuff. So for live streaming, for multi-camera, multiple angle live streaming, right?
Right.
I went and bought a $199 Harbor Freight rolling toolbox, steel toolbox to hold all my electronics. It's freaking perfect.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's Harbor Freight. Yeah. But guess what? It's still a powder coated steel rolling toolbox locking that does absolutely everything I need, protects all of my equipment. Oh, and I have a magnetic power strip that sticks to the box so I can use it to mount my computer and my switcher and my audio while I'm running live production, right?
I mean, I've got that
everything I need for $200.
I got that U.S. General tool chest set.
U.S. General. Yeah.
everybody's like, oh my God, I don't really care for US General because, and I'm like, you're using it every day. Of course you don't fucking care for it. Like, I don't need it for that. I need it to hold supplies and tools. That's it. That's
all. I use mine every day and it does everything I need. In fact, it does more than I need.
The honest to goodness, the engineering that went into US General is fucking amazing for the price. Like, I would buy US General again if I need to. I'm Craftsman and Snap-on. Yeah, they got a name and they got price, but I don't need that either.
You can't open the drawers unless the top lid is open.
Yep.
And if the top lid's locked, you can't get into that motherfucker.
Yeah, my mom figured that one out the hard way.
Yeah. I mean, that's brilliant. So I know that if I'm going to be able to get things in and out of that, that I have to pop that lid open. And if I don't pop that lid open, I don't have to worry about anything. You know, a drawer's not going to randomly just roll open because that happens on some brands.
Oh, dude, that's straight up.
Stanley, you know.
That straight up happened to my mom the other day when we were organizing everything and she had the top open and one of the small middle ones on the top started rolling a little bit. And I've never seen her react so fucking quickly in my entire life. Like,
dude, the one I have, each drawer has a little thumb trigger, so you have to pull the trigger to get it open.
Oh, cool.
So if you push it all the way closed, it's going to stay closed until you decide different.
Nice. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, don't have the shit delivered to you because FedEx is a motherfucking joke.
Nah, I drove to Harbor Freight. I was like, God damn it, I need some way to hold all this shit.
Well,
so I fucking carried my happy ass to Harbor Freight and bought a fucking toolbox.
I was trying to take a load off my mom, but dude, holy shit, I will never have that shit delivered ever again. We got one in Mount Airy. We'll fucking go to Mount Airy. I don't give a fuck. Like, fuck that. I'm not joking. Like, so it says FedEx is delivering it. Okay. Well, FedEx didn't deliver both of them. First off, they third-partied one of them. What? And yeah, on a fucking freight truck. So tracked and trailer up this goddamn road. Okay.
Holy shit.
On top of that.
How did he get it out of the truck?
He had a pallet jack, but then we had to pull the truck down there and switch it from the fucking back of the trailer onto the truck and then pull our truck up here and get it off the truck and then in my room. And then the other piece, FedEx, they were just dicks. Like, you know how FedEx is around here. Like, fuck them.
I was drop it off at the end of the driveway, text you a picture.
Oh, like, dude, they all right? They seriously done that. They seriously done that like 2 weeks ago. They put the fucking box in, not even near the mailbox. Took a picture of the box, not even where it was at, just a picture of the box and the shipping label and said it had been delivered. We didn't know it had been delivered.
But to be fair, Bo, you can hear banjos as you drive up to your house.
So. And your point, I'd rather be here than in the middle of fucking Greensboro where you're going to get shot just for fucking rolling up your window.
I mean, true.
And then, so the next day, FedEx comes again talking about the one that took the picture of the fucking shipping label at the fucking edge of the driveway. The lady comes in, gives a package to my mom, and takes a fucking picture of the fucking light out here, the fucking the street light, and said, What? Like,
quit.
Jesus fucking Christ. But anyway, how's y'all's weekend going, Oink?
You know, not too bad. Like I said, got the wife out of the house. She's out there enjoying the Highland Games, and I'm just sitting here in the house relaxing because, like I said, this week has just been one of those weeks. We had a message get sent out by the the Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force talking about fucking standards. And, I mean, she was right about one thing.
The Air Force has standards now?
Not anymore. They fucking totally went out the goddamn window.
That's bullshit. There are no standards anymore.
Dude, it's fucking horrible now. I mean, you got, you know, back in the day when I was serving, females had to keep their hair up, right? Mm-hmm. Nice, neat, in a bun, whatever.
Off the collar.
Now they can put it. Nope. Now it's in a ponytail. Can hang down to the middle of their back. They can wear. Oh yeah, they can wear it down, as well as now they can walk with their hands in their pockets. They can also talk on a cell phone while walking. And of course, can now if you're
on the chief master sergeant's lawn.
Not yet, but I mean, I'm sure he'd let him it's because that's their prerogative. I mean, it's
because you might hurt their feelings if you tell them to get off of it.
I know. I seen a picture of a change of command from my old base down there in Idaho, and no shit, there was probably at least half a dozen to a dozen guys with full face fucking beards on. God. And I'm talking white, black, fucking, you know, Latino. You could tell they all had fucking beards. And I'm not talking like a quarter inch. Oh, hell no. These things were almost, I won't say they're ZZ Top big, but I mean, they were fucking shaggy fucking beards, man.
They were mountain men beards.
Dude, they were fucking, yeah.
Yeah, lumberjack.
They look like shit in fucking uniform. And it's just the attitude of these fucking airmen nowadays. I mean, I think the Air Force cut their own fucking throat when they went and they started, you know, racking and stacking their junior NCOs, the staff sergeants and the tech sergeants, because that basically it just pits them against one another. Mm. So there's no unity fucking cohesion anymore.
But see, that's
and then
these
poor
too,
airmen,
right?
They don't give a fuck about, you know what I'm saying? You know, these staff sergeants, you know, the E5s and E6s are supposed to be there to fucking train these guys and, you know, hopefully replace them one day. And they just shit on them. They don't give a fuck. And it's like, so she starts talking about these standards. I'm like, bitch, you lost this shit a long fucking time ago. You know what I mean? I was like, I just thought that in my head, but yeah, that was one of those messages that came through. I just read it and like, whatever, delete. Cause,
you know, well, that's another thing too, right? Like, we've not had quote unquote chemical warfare in a while. And that's what bothers me is because we've gotten so lax on it. Okay. Yeah. You ain't got to shave your beard. It's okay. You go do what you want. And then the second that you don't shave your beard, you're going to need a gas mask. There's a reason we shaved our beards. It's so we can get a fucking seal on the goddamn gas mask so you don't inhale something that's going to fucking kill you 30 seconds later. Like, and that's, I've had arguments with people on how a gas mask properly fits. And I'm like, you literally have no clue how a gas mask is properly fitted if you think it can fit with a fucking beard on. You I don't care who you are, it's not gonna work. You could be the king of Shiva, I don't give a fuck. Gas mask ain't gonna work.
So Ginger Tex or Nicholson, whatever your name is saying crock of shit, their faces are too sensitive to shape. Listen, the only thing I regret about the 15 years I spent in the Navy is that I had to shave my beard every day. Yeah. That is the only thing I regret. I hated shaving every day. But you know what? Goddamn oxygen apparatus for fighting fires, my fucking air pack, wouldn't work. It wouldn't seal on the ship if I had a beard. That's why in the 80s, the Navy did away with beards for petty officers and chiefs. Used to be, until the 80s, you could wear a beard. Problem was, you couldn't seal a firefighting apparatus, breathing apparatus, SCBA, self-contained breathing apparatus, around your face to fight a fire if you had facial hair. The only thing I regret about the Navy is having to shave every day. That being said, I have the greatest respirator for the wood shop ever. Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Everything, it rained 5 days solid. Yep. So everything that pollinate is fucking doing it again. Cause hey, spring.
I'm with you.
Second spring. What about third spring?
Summer of solace. Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, summer solstice. Nah, fuck that shit. We're pollinating again. Fuck your sinuses. Fuck your asthma. Anyway. So I have a positive air pressure face respirator. Mm-hmm. Face shield respirator. It's got a pump in the helmet. It's a helmet with a face shield with a just kind of a loose, I don't know, you know, the springy shit that's in your shorts, in the waistband. Elastic. Thank you. Loose elastic thing, right? But what it does is I can tuck my beard in there and everything, right? And it has positive air pressure. It's forcing filtered air down across my face. So I don't have to have a seal, which is really, really fucking cool.
Yeah. But see,
it's really cool.
The military and government isn't. Like the military and government isn't smart enough to create an apparatus like that for soldiers yet.
Why would you bother fucking creating positive air pressure?
Exactly.
So that they don't have to shave. And there are legit people who, even in the Navy, look. Mm-hmm. There were some guys, they shaved, their faces turned into hamburger.
Yeah.
They legit, they had real no-shave chits, and it was real. Yeah. But I just, look, I've got enough Native American blood in me that the fact that I could even grow a beard is a goddamn miracle.
But at least keep it trimmed. I mean, I had fucking Lucky Charms, the fucking leprechaun at the fucking front gate in a goddamn uniform trying to fucking wave me through the gate. I mean, come on.
Bro, if he looks like fucking Viking braids, it means he's a fucking warrior.
Well, have you ever watched Deep Space Nine? Neelix, the little fucking character, whatever the fuck he had, his little scraggy fucking whiskers beard. That's what this motherfucker looked like. And they were red as shit. I mean, he looked like a little fucking leprechaun standing at the front gate waving you through. I mean, holy fuck. Come on. At least make it look decent.
What you're telling me, Oink, is if I wanted to in today's military, I could have a Fu Manchu and it'd be cool.
Hell yeah.
Just claim that certain religion allows it, and they're not going to say nothing. I mean, if you can identify as a fucking male and you got tits and shit walking around or vice versa, I mean, why not?
Just so people know, Fu Manchu is an actual fucking facial. The kids listening right now are like, what the fuck is a full man chi?
We don't have anything against leprechauns, Ginger. They taste like chicken.
Nah.
Wait, what?
And they're soulless as hell.
Ginger's ain't got no souls.
That's not true. They steal them constantly.
Right. We've been asked this a couple times in a Fu Manchu makes you cool. Hey, in the military, apparently it does today. but we've been asked this a couple of times in chat, and it's been the big news the past week and a half, whatever. Ocean Gate, Titanic, submarine. What do you guys think about that?
Worst $250,000 I ever spent. Oh, wait a minute.
Fuck around and find out. Found out. Fuck them.
So that's all you got to say about that.
Games, wins different prizes. I don't know.
Well, this is my thing. Like, I know it's the Titanic, and I know people are fascinated by it for whatever reason. However, I think it's like Pearl Harbor in a sense that it's a gravesite. I don't think you should go down and tour it. I don't think you should go down underwater and go fucking look at a sunken ship. I mean, let it be, in my opinion.
Well, when Josh Gates, I don't know if you know who that is, one of those explorers that has his own, Discovery Channel thing. He was invited there on their maiden voyage down there to the Titanic.
Yep.
And he said, hell no. He wasn't getting on it because of all the safety concerns that he had.
So if you don't know.
If he's saying fucking hell no, then, I mean, there's got to be some fucking issues there. Control a sub with a fucking, $50 goddamn PlayStation controller.
Yeah.
Come on. Well, there's another something better thing.
That's the other thing. Josh Gates was actually going to use them and do a whole thing about Titanic. That was the original thing. And this was years ago. And I was like, we were all looking forward to it because we were like, oh, man, Josh Gates is going to do this. Oh, hell yeah. And for those that don't know, he's on the Travel Channel and he's done some shady fucking trips. Let me tell you, like, this motherfucker is the Indiana Jones of like going out and researching. Dude will go beyond the ends of the earth just to find out if something's real or fake, legitimately. And I seen that tweet. He said that, he wasn't going to go into detail. But essentially he said, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't trust it. And I was like, damn, Josh Gates turned down going to Ocean Gate. So that prompted me to be like, what else has been going on with this? And apparently, between 2018 and this voyage they done last week, the CEO actually admitted to cutting corners. And I don't mean,
didn't he say something too that he wasn't going to hire some 50-year-old sailor because white guy or some shit like that?
Veterans. Too. He wasn't going to hire,
I can't remember, the
50-year-old veterans that knew what they were basically talking about because he didn't want to be told, no, you can't do this. and he hired young.
It's like, safety? Never heard of her.
Mm-hmm. He hired young, albeit talented, yet inexperienced and egotistical kids to design and engineer this shit. And he would give them a plan and they'd be like, yes, sir, let's do that. Cause they're getting a paycheck. They're getting their name out there. But now, how much is that name worth? If you worked on that project, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to hire you. I'm not, because you're part of the problem, right? Because
you didn't have the balls to tell the boss, no,
yeah,
that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And you're an engineer, a mechanical engineer, technological engineer on whatever grounds. And, you know, everything that was used on that submersible was either secondhand or it was the cheap of the cheap, or it's not structurally sound enough to be on a submersible under the fucking ocean, which is why no Navy uses the materials. And on top of that, to my understanding, they had no plan B, C, D, or E, which is another huge motherfucking red flag. And on top of that, you can't open the motherfucker from inside.
But they did have a shitter in there that you had to go in front of everybody to the front of the fucking sub.
It did have
and a play curtain. Loud music so you could so you couldn't hear anything.
It did have a curtain. It did have a curtain. Yeah. But there were so many things.
Really loud music.
That's no different than most multi-crew U.S. aircraft. So yeah.
I'm not going to rag on the bathroom.
Have you ever had to take a dump in a P-3 Orion? Let me tell you.
Hey, no, have you ever been in an F-14 and had to take a shit? but no, there are so many things where even us, I think we're like, what the fuck? I mean, even the military, United States military has better backup plans and fucking layouts than these motherfuckers. And you're talking about probably a few $1 billion was probably invested. I don't know how much. I'm going to assume a few $1 billion in the whole project over the span of the years, right? Because testing and modifications and, you know, prototypes and all that. And then you're going to charge $250,000, know that it's not safe, and go along with it anyway. I mean,
well, okay. So that, but see, that brings up two things. Right now, in this day and age, if you think about it, what value does a human life have
mm-hmm.
to the elite?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You know what? People are fucking expendable. Mm-hmm. Look at what they've done to us over the last 2.5-3 years.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care about people. They care about profit. And if people die, as long as their profit margins stay positive, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't care. People who are rich don't care. But that leads to the second thing, which is they're starting to believe their own bullshit. Those motherfuckers died, if they died, due to hubris.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to ask you a question, Bo, because the chat's getting into regions.
Yeah.
Is our FBI agent listening?
Oh, yeah. Always. And our German. All right. German
then traditionally, hey, Fed boy. Fuck you. You fucking fuck. Okay. We're good.
We got our person from Germany and the Netherlands. We got our FBI. Ooh, we got Mayhem. We got Kansas. We got Texas. We got Arizona. Yeah, we got everybody.
And of course, we got Texas. Ain't nothing but stairs
and queers.
Texas, not don't see no horns, son.
Oh, me. But no, me and my mom were talking about that, too. You know, the whole thing is basically if you've got money and you've got a chance to do something, fuck it. That's what it is in this day and time. And fuck the risks.
That would be the definition of hubris. Oh, I'm a billionaire. I don't care. Let's just do it.
I know, but we have to say this for some of these people. Look at our chat. I mean, shit, they going all over the place. Shit. You got that.
That's right
there.
Cause it was Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden sunk it.
Right. That's another thing too. I was like, come on.
Somebody in the gaming sphere looked at the picture that they showed of the remote control that they used, the wireless controller that they used in that submarine.
Yeah.
Found it on Amazon.
Yes,
and Elijah read Tech. The reviews. And one of the reviews was, if you choose to use this remote, expect a higher death to kill ratio because it has connection issues.
Yeah, the Bluetooth is horrible on it.
Yeah, the Bluetooth sucks. This thing gets you killed more than it helps you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy it. Yeah. And they fucking were running a submersible that's going down to, what, 13,000 feet with that motherfucker?
I'm going to tell you right now, I know exactly.
I can't get my Bluetooth to work across the fucking room, not let alone 13,000 feet. I mean, come on.
It's literally a Logitech F710 wireless. I know because when they first came out, they were one of those quote unquote better Bluetooth alternatives for controllers. But with what we have in Bluetooth technology today, it still sucks. Bluetooth sucks. I don't care who the fuck you are. Bluetooth fucking sucks because everything has Bluetooth and it all runs on 2.4 gigahertz. So when you got your controller out and you're playing, if you've got another Bluetooth device that's Bluetooth enabled while you're playing, the frequencies are going to interact with each other. And then you get drifting or whatever you have, lag, right? And that's the issue. Bluetooth is not infallible and we rely on it to no end. And yes, you're right. It's one of the worst wireless controllers out there on the market today. I mean, I think if I'm not mistaken, you can get them from anywhere, but depending on where you buy them, from $50 to $80. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to spend $80 on a controller and hope it saves my life underwater.
Ginger Tech says, controller drift on a submarine. What a time to be alive.
Exactly.
That's my point, right? Not lying. Damn, Skippy.
And I guess
here's the thing.
What was that
distracting us from, right?
Yeah.
Because there's some bigger shit happening, including the fucking Department of Justice basically glossing over the fact that Hunter Biden was using his father with his father's full knowledge to make business dealings with China. Oh, and did you know Russia's imploding right now, that their mercenaries are actually marching on Moscow because Russia bombed the mercenaries mistakenly?
Oh, he pulled away from that. The mercenary leader pulled away from that.
Oh, did that was the most recent? Did he back off?
He called him down. Yeah, he called him. But the whole thing, you know, I'm one that sympathizes to an extent. And then I make the jokes. And obviously I made the joke of only rich people could find a way to die over 100 years later on the Titanic. And I got some people mad. Cause they were like, actually it's 111 years. They didn't even acknowledge the other part of the joke.
Over 100. Yeah.
Yeah. But I did.
I was going to comment on it. I was like, I don't know that individual and I don't want to piss anybody off. I'll just keep my mouth shut.
Grammatically speaking, it's more than
whatever. It's a Facebook status. It's not an essay contest.
If it had been, you would have lost, bitch.
that dude's a good, that person's a good person. I think they were trying to help me with the joke, Oink, but I was just like, I can't.
That's what I figured too. Is like, maybe there's a little sarcasm in there. I'll just shut the hell up.
But yeah,
scroll on.
I had a few.
I missed people. That exchange because fuck Facebook, but okay.
I had a few people, message me and I was like, it's a joke. Yeah, obviously I sympathize to an extent, but I don't give a fuck. It's
right. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Jimmy, tragedy. It's horrible. It's horrible that people died.
The situation, However,
who gives a fuck?
Yeah. I mean, we literally had a show.
More running. People died at the same time in Chicago due to black on black crime.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not racist. That's just a fact.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
Who gives a fuck about 5 billionaires?
If you can't laugh at my little joke, why the fuck did you watch, let's see, 8 to 12. How many years is that? That's 4 years? 4 years? 4.5? 4 years. Yeah. If you watched 4 years of 1,000 Ways to Die and liked it, but yet you can't laugh at my joke on an actual situation and don't see the humor and what happened, you have more important things to worry about in life than I do. I'm just saying, like, it's a joke. If you can't take it,
it's a joke, not a dick.
Yeah,
don't take it so hard.
And gay Texan, if you want to take it that hard as a dick, that's okay. But we love. See, I told you that.
I knew it. Gay Texan says he'll take it. So I'm assuming he. Sorry.
Yep.
That's an assumption.
That's an assumption. But no. Yeah, anyway, let's move away from Ocean Gate. Any other funny shit happened this week that you guys want to, like, funny shit? Anything?
Bro, it's getting harder and harder to find funny shit these days, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all fucking either tragic or...
Sorry, fucking Scooby just barked right when you said that. She straight up goes,
anyway, yeah. The news cycle.
Now she's coughing.
It's Texas. It's ma'am.
Yeah, it's ma'am.
Wait.
It's ma'am.
Excuse me, bitch.
It's ma'am. Get to the chopper.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Seriously, did that lady look like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I mean, look like Arnold Schwarzenegger ate a few cheeseburgers from McD's, but yeah.
But seriously, it's like, it's mom. Get me the chopper.
Oh, I do have to mention really quick. We will start getting everything together to send out all the books probably this week. I got to get Carla's books.
I got yours.
I got to get Carla's books from her and Oink, but we should hopefully start sending them out this week, or at least get in contact with you. I got you, Miss Mayhem. I got you. Finally. And
who won those books?
Dude, don't. I don't have the list.
I wouldn't ask the question that's pertinent.
With Wolves 2. Where's it? I can't read. It's dark in here. And then, of course, Miss Mayhem. And then ADB3579. And then Beth.HD.
8675309.
8675309.
I do have to make it clear that because Mayhem asked Oink, no, I don't keep addresses. The only addresses I keep are the staff, and I don't keep none of y'all's information. The only information that we keep is like email addresses if we're talking or whatever. The reason is
and the FBI agent's address. So the
glitter bomb green weenie, all from us.
But the biggest reason,
or a bag of dicks.
The biggest reason we don't do that at DV Radio is because one, anything can happen, right? Our systems could be hacked and some shit could get leaked, and I don't want your information getting out there. And two, I don't want you thinking that we're selling your information, because we don't. Because I don't want your money.
We use it for our own personal gain.
Yeah, I don't want your money. I don't want the money from your information unless you've got a very good credit score, and then I'll switch names. But
yeah. I mean, we'll run your shit, but you know, if you're like us, you don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah. I mean, I've been divorced, you know, the government fucked me over a few times, so we all good, right? We all on that same same credit score where, you know, your weight is higher than your credit score.
But hey, I resemble that remark, damn it.
And also I'm kind of disappointed. If you did see the post this week, I'm kind of disappointed that you didn't take advantage of the 25% off that we had on June 21st. It was a 1 day thing. If you missed it, you're shit out of fucking luck, cause we ain't having 25% for a long time. But we do have one coming up next week. I can't remember the exact percent off cause I don't have it up in front of me, but anytime we have promos or shipping's free or anything, take advantage of that. I'm begging you to take advantage of that, not just for us, but for you as well. You get to save money on whether it's shipping or a whole order. And you can place as many orders as you want. If you want to get 20% off 15 times in that span of the week or however long the promo lasts, fucking do it. All right. Do it. So if you want some DV radio gear and you can't afford it now, wait till a promo. And when the promo comes up, take advantage of it. If you don't know, over at dvradio.net, just click on the DV Radio store. There's a shit ton of stuff over there, from PTS Dog to Sergeant War Dog to Betsy Ross, who's getting ready to publish Fight 4, Change Unchained, DV Against DV merch, which DV Against DV merch and Your Life Matters merch, all the proceeds goes to Change Unchained. So please take advantage of that, those promos and all that. DV Farm stuff, all the proceeds goes to DV Farm. Same with PTS Dog, Sergeant War Dog, and Betsy Ross. The only money we take in at DV Radio is if it says DV Radio and it's exclusively DV Radio.
Hey, Bo, speaking of Change Unchained, they haven't been very active recently. Troy lost his mother. Just putting that out there. If you do the prayers or the thoughts and prayers or the good whatever, vibes,
yeah,
please lift Troy Yushifer up in your thoughts and prayers. His mother passed away and he's been dealing with that. And that's not a fun or easy time. So
yeah,
just think about them.
That's our family, guys. They literally are families.
Troy's family. He's a retired Chief Petty Officer from the United States Navy, Greenside Corpsman. He's a doc, and he is definitely family.
And look out for him. What they do to essentially stop human child trafficking in America, it's exactly what DV Against DV is part of. And yeah, so damn, I hate that. I said we wasn't going to have depressing shit tonight. And as always, we so dysfunctional.
You brought him up and I thought, oh shit, nobody knows.
But no, if you can go over there and lift their spirits and make them happy and put a smile on his face. And if you can, please buy some Your Life Matters, Change Unchained, and DV Against DV merch. And all that money will go to Change Unchained.
Let me tell you a little something about Troy Yushifer, of Change Unchained. Retired United States Navy Chief Petty Officer. When I was in active duty, there were three people while I was on active duty who I would have, had they picked up the phone after I broke my back and was medically discharged, if they had picked up the phone and said, I need you, I would have dropped everything and gone. That was my first Petty Officer, who ended up being the Chief of Information, the Navy Chief of Information's Command Master Chief, Force Master Chief. His name was Michael Hart. If he picked up the phone and said, I need you here, I would have dropped everything and gone. Lieutenant Commander Danny Hernandez, my public affairs officer on my first public affairs officer on the Abraham Lincoln. I would have, if he had called me and said, hey, I need you here, I would have dropped everything. And Senior Chief, Doug Schaefer, who was killed in a traffic accident, if he'd have called me, I would have dropped everything and come to him. And then I met Troy. And I'm going to tell you right now, Troy Yushifer is a chief who, if he had picked up the phone and said, hey, I need you, I would have been like, fucking help me get orders. I would have dropped everything and gone.
100%.
Troy now is fighting actively against human trafficking and exploitation, actively on a daily basis. And if he messaged me or called me and said, hey, I need you to come down here to the ranch, I'd be like, I'm on my way, Chief. Let me fill up the tank. And I'd start driving and I'd get my ass down to Florida or right on the Florida-Georgia border. I would fucking go.
Without a question. Speaking of helping change and chain, that's another thing. If you guys that are listening want to donate money to send shirts to them, they'll get the shirts and they'll get the money on top of that. So if you want to do that, all you have to do is do our PayPal and let us know in the notes. This is for however many shirts. I can't remember how much the shirts for DV against DVR. But all you have to do is click on the DV radio store and, that'll get done for the ones that they take in down there. Cause they have tiny homes and they take in, I hate using the word victim.
Survivors.
They take in the survivors, and I know it would mean a shit ton to those survivors if they could get one of those shirts, from them, from Troy and his wife and the team. So if that's something you also want to do to help out with Change Unchained, and they also need money to build the tiny homes, you can go to changeunchained.com. I need to get up with Troy. I keep saying this, but JJ, I need to get up with Troy and change that, because that .com bothers me.
it's something about Troy has mentioned it before. It was something about when they purchased domain name.
Yeah, it wasn't available. Somebody or something.
Camped on org or something.
Yeah.
So that they were forced to take .com.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, if that's how you want to help them, let us know and we'll hook you up. And we'll hook them up as well. But yeah, and also DV Farm. We need to raise money to get that goddamn septic tank fucking, not septic tank, but the whole septic system done.
Shit happens. And unfortunately, too much shit is happening at DV Farm.
Yeah.
So we need to fix the septic system.
And I know a lot of people are like, why haven't you taken in veterans and helped them at the DV Farm? Because the septic system isn't fucking done. Because we can't even start it. We need 25 grand at least. I took it was between 20 and 30 grand is what the estimate to do the entire septic system. And the reason we have to redo the entire septic system is because when the septic system was first done was many years ago, which means nobody will touch it unless it's up to code today. So in order for them to fix it, they get it up to code and do all that good shit. It's going to be between 20 and 30,000. I hit the sweet spot of 25,000. So if you can help us at dvfarm.org, please, we're fucking begging you now. So we can help veterans, not for us. It's not for us. That money doesn't go to us. It goes to fix the septic system. That's it. And then we can take in veterans and do what the mission originally was supposed to be: help homeless and addicted veterans reintegrate back into civilian life. That's the mission of DV Farm. We're pulling this out, and I'm sorry that we got all depressive here at
the
end.
That's not manly,
right? look, I stay in as long as possible. Oink. No, actually,
30 seconds, dude. Come on.
I'll wait on Oink. Cause we always have our ending with him. But JJ, last words for our listeners live and on podcast, brother.
I'm not gay, but $20 is $20.
Oh, that reminds me. your show was canceled this week. Is it next week or
So the summer solstice celebration, which was it yesterday or today? Solstice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that was at the Greensboro Arboretum. They postponed it for a week because the last 7 days have been shit in regards to weather.
Mm-hmm.
So, and all the vendors were like, oh, man, it's raining. Nobody's going to come out. And they're not wrong because the weather has been horrible in the Piedmont Triad.
Yep.
So next Saturday, I will be vending at the Greensboro Arboretum. The event, I believe, starts at 1 p.m. and goes until 10. So I might actually die because that's way past my bedtime.
Well, in 30 seconds or less, I want you to talk about him because I want you to be on when he's on. But Gunny.
So we met Gunny last weekend vending. Gunny is an aspiring chef. He is starting his own food truck, and he has a hot dog cart currently. And let me tell you something. Gunny's hot dog chili will make you want to slap your mama. It is the bomb. And so we've got Gunny on the show next weekend. I won't be here, unfortunately, but Gunny's a good guy, and you got to ask him about his son, because his kid is cool as shit. And there's no way that kid's 12, but apparently he's only 12, but he's a good, sharp young man. So, yeah, Gunny will be on. Gunny Smith, I think is his name, retired Marine, who is an aspiring chef and is working to start his own food truck. And we definitely need to support this brother. And he's close to me right up in Greensboro.
Sounds good. That'll be next Saturday, July 1st. July 1st. We're almost to that freedom ringing holiday. So tune in next Saturday on Barracks Talk right here, dvradio.net. Oink, last words for our listeners live and on podcast, brother.
Well, hey, if you're a first time listener, like my buddy down there, the Ginger Texan, or hey, the gay Texan, he is as well. If you need to reach out and talk to somebody about anything, head over to the objectivezero.org, their website, and you can sit there and talk to somebody, a fellow brother and sister at any time of the day, about anything, whatever's bothering you. And they're there to listen. Again, they are fellow brothers and sisters. You can sort by branch of service, male, female, the whole nine yards. And there's only two genders. Sorry to disappoint. But anyway, head over to Objective Zero, download the free app for your Android or iOS device. And it's chock full of resources, folks. It really is. If you need to talk to somebody, so head over there and check them out.
110,000%. And also, if you don't know and you don't want to use your mobile device, you can go to objectivezero.org and you can use it on your computer. So you don't have to get out on your mobile device. And if you're in a place like I am in a black hole, you have to use a computer. So go use that. If you don't need it, have it on your phone, mobile device, just in case a brother or sister needs it. I want to say thank you to everybody that tuned in tonight. We love each and every one of you. Truly mean it. Yeah, we make jokes, but I'm glad you all could laugh, especially Gay Texan, because we hit him hard. We hit you hard like a rock.
It's still, look, $20 is $20.
I'm telling you. And then you just add that ginger on top, and it's just,
Gay Texan said he almost came. Awesome. We edged that motherfucker all evening.
but for real, we love every one of you. We do appreciate you tuning in, and please share the podcast, get it out there, let others know what they're missing on Saturday nights. For JJ Oink, I'm Bonerwood. You just heard Barracks Talk right here on WDVRDVRadio.net. Until next week, Flat Sickles.
Bye bye.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Radio.